Vishaka Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, making decisions based on their personal beliefs, intuition, and inner truth. Others operate through an external frame of reference, seeking validation, feedback, or alignment with social, cultural, or relational standards. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, inner wisdom, ethics, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, ambition and transformation, naturally begins with an internal reference point. These natives are deeply driven by their ideals, personal vision, and desire to act in alignment with a sense of purpose. However, because Vishaka is also highly ambitious and attuned to power dynamics, they can become externally focused when public image, competition, or social approval comes into play. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence whether their compass is self-defined or shaped by the world around them. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native's frame of reference is strongly internal. These individuals act from principle and are guided by a moral or philosophical worldview. In Vishaka, Jupiter gives them a deep sense of direction. They trust their own judgment, even in the face of opposition. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this inner alignment becomes visible. They lead with purpose, and their success is often rooted in values, not just ambition. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the frame of reference becomes external and emotional. These individuals are highly sensitive to how others feel and how they're perceived. In Vishaka, the Moon brings relational awareness. They may question themselves based on others' responses. If Moon is in the 10th, they often seek emotional validation through public achievement and may shift roles or presentation to maintain harmony or approval. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame tilts externally, especially through communication and intellectual comparison. These natives take in multiple viewpoints, adapt to their audience, and often seek mental stimulation or affirmation. In Vishaka, Mercury sharpens the desire to be understood. They are persuasive, observant, and socially flexible. If in the 10th, they're highly attuned to public trends, shaping their ideas and strategies in response to the external environment. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the reference is external through structure, duty, and authority. These individuals are shaped by responsibility, often suppressing internal desires in favor of doing what's expected or required. In Vishaka, Saturn channels ambition into form. They often rise through external systems, but may wrestle with internal fulfillment. If Saturn is in the 10th, they live by performance and societal roles, defining themselves by career milestones or external recognition. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, the native may struggle between internal and external frames. In the 1st, they often project an amplified self-image, trying to fulfill an evolving idea of who they should be. In the 7th, the obsession flips toward others, seeking validation, approval, or control through relationships. In Vishaka, Rahu amplifies ambition. They may be driven by outer success, but must eventually learn to reconnect with inner truth. Vishaka's journey is one of alignment between personal vision and outer expression. While their core is rooted in inner clarity, their hunger for excellence can pull them outward into comparison, competition, or performance. Their evolution lies in knowing when to anchor into their own wisdom and when external input helps refine, not define them. When balanced, Vishaka becomes a luminous example of integrity in action, fueled from within, yet gracefully engaged with the world they seek to impact. Vishaka Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are naturally proactive, initiating change, setting goals, and moving forward with clarity and intent. Others are more reactive, responding to situations as they arise, adjusting based on emotional or environmental cues. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, purpose expansion, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, ambition and intensity, leans strongly toward a proactive action style. These natives are driven, visionary, and goal-oriented, often fueled by a clear desire to move towards something meaningful or powerful. However, when emotionally overwhelmed or challenged by competition, they may briefly shift into reactive behavior, especially if pride, insecurity, or pressure to perform is triggered. Their core mode of action is shaped by planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where motivation, self-expression, and ambition take form. If Jupiter is in the first or ninth house, the action style is clearly proactive, driven by principles, purpose, or long-term vision. These individuals initiate based on inner alignment and philosophical conviction. In Vishakha, Jupiter provides noble focus. They act to grow, guide, or contribute meaningfully. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their proactive energy becomes public. They lead with wisdom, make long-range moves, and take on roles that require moral and intellectual leadership. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action becomes proactive and assertive. These individuals are quick to take initiative, especially in competition or strategic settings. In Vishakha, Mars fuels bold ambition. They act with confidence and sometimes intensity to achieve or dominate. If Mars is in the 10th, their proactive drive turns towards status. They pursue career growth with focus and may be seen as powerfully motivated professionals. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the action style becomes more reactive, especially emotionally. These natives often wait for internal clarity or emotional safety before acting. In Vishakha, the Moon adds sensitivity. They may appear driven, but their timing is influenced by how they feel, not just what they want. If Moon is in the 10th, this reactivity becomes public. They may adjust their behavior based on social tone, reputation, or perceived emotional dynamics at work. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action is structured and disciplined, leaning proactive through responsibility. These individuals move cautiously but deliberately, rarely acting impulsively. In Vishakha, Saturn tempers fiery ambition with long-term thinking. They act from duty, not drama. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may appear slow to act but are deeply consistent, rising through strategic endurance and earned authority. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the action becomes hyper-proactive, but often fueled by restlessness or identity desire. These natives leap into action to gain visibility, power, or transformation. In Vishakha, Rahu adds dramatic urgency. They want to act now to prove something or claim their place. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes a public hunger. They chase success, often with intense ambition, learning over time to temper their impulses with wisdom. Vishakha's default action style is like an arrow released, focused, intentional, and designed to go far. Their drive to succeed, grow, or impact is rarely passive. But their deeper evolution lies in learning when to act from inner clarity, not just outer competition. When balanced, Vishakha becomes a powerful force of directed action, initiating not out of pressure or pride, but from a place of deep purpose and unwavering conviction. Vishakha Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals thrive with options. They value flexibility, experimentation, and creative freedom. Others prefer procedures, clear steps, consistency, and structure to ground their actions. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, expansion order, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, drive transformation, tends to lean toward a procedural operational style, especially once their vision is clear. These natives often succeed by building systems, committing to a path, and mastering the step-by-step process needed to achieve greatness. However, during their earlier phases, or when emotionally or energetically scattered, they may experiment with options, trying multiple routes before locking into structure. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help reveal whether their workflow favors adaptable freedom or disciplined follow-through. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 3rd, or 9th house, the native prefers procedures with philosophical structure. They operate best when their systems align with deeper meaning or long-term vision. In Vishakha, Jupiter adds moral and intellectual clarity. They want their work to follow an intentional path. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this shows in public or career life. They're known for strategic execution, process-oriented leadership, and principled consistency. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the operational style becomes procedural with intelligent flexibility. These individuals love plans and processes, but also adapt quickly when necessary. In Vishakha, Mercury adds precision and refinement. They organize, edit, and optimize how things are done. If in the 10th, they become masters of efficiency, respected for their smart, adaptable systems that still honor logic and order. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, procedures must flow with emotional rhythm. These natives work best when their routines provide emotional safety, In Vishakha, the moon adds internal timing. They prefer structure, but only if it honors their mood and inner cycles. If moon is in the 10th, they build procedures around relational awareness. They're effective in nurturing emotionally intelligent systems that hold space for both people and outcomes. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native is fully procedural, grounded in repetition, mastery, and order. These individuals rely on discipline and prefer environments with clear roles and long-term structure. In Vishakha, Saturn fortifies ambition. They climb steadily by following proven paths. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're often seen as reliable leaders who manage, refine, and stabilize the work of others. If Rahu is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native initially favors options, sometimes to excess. These individuals may jump between methods, seeking novelty or unconventional breakthroughs. In Vishakha, Rahu adds ambition without patience. They test systems, challenge norms, and pursue shortcuts. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise through bold, disruptive choices, but eventually need structure to sustain their success. Vishakha's operational path is one of transformation through focused effort. While they may explore different strategies early on, their true power emerges when they commit, creating disciplined systems aligned with a deeper mission. Their evolution lies in learning that structure doesn't restrict, it refines. When balanced, Vishakha becomes a force of clarity and effectiveness, capable of crafting operations that are not only powerful, but purposeful. Vishakha Nakshatra, views general or specific. Some individuals operate with a general view, absorbing broad truths, archetypal meaning, and long-range patterns. Others gravitate toward a specific view, focusing on detail, clarity, and fine-grained analysis. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, higher perspective, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, drive and transformation, naturally leans toward a general viewpoint. These natives are visionary by nature. They tend to process life through themes of growth, morality, purpose, or legacy. Their mind often jumps to why something matters in the long run, rather than how it works in detail. However, when ambition sharpens or competition intensifies, they can develop a more specific view, honing in on strategy, flaw detection, and power dynamics. The dominant view depends on planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, where perception, learning, and leadership unfold. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the worldview is clearly general. These individuals see meaning in everything. They look for the lesson, the higher truth, the spiritual or philosophical pattern. In Vishakha, Jupiter adds a hunger for alignment. They want things to make sense across time. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this general view shapes their leadership. They guide others with big picture clarity, often working in education, law, guidance, or mentorship roles. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the perspective leans more specific, especially in how they communicate, plan, and make decisions. These individuals focus on exactness, precision, and differentiation. In Vishakha, Mercury tempers Jupiter's generalism. They still think big, but can zoom in to analyze and edit when needed. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're valued for blending vision with detail, bringing structure to abstract goals. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the view becomes emotionally layered. In the 4th, they may prefer general emotional themes and intuitive impressions. In the 5th, they become more detailed, tracking emotional patterns, creative nuance, or relational subtleties. In Vishakha, Moon adds feeling to vision. They sense both the story and the subtext. If Moon is in the 10th, they may appear composed, but internally they're attuned to both broad patterns and specific emotional shifts in public or relational life. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the view becomes specific through discipline. These natives prefer grounded, measurable understanding. They want proof, method, and structure. In Vishakha, Saturn limits overreach. They ask, what works, rather than just what's possible. If in the 10th, they are seen as strategic and grounded, leaders who earn respect through clarity, not just charisma. If Ketu is in the 5th or 1st house, the perspective becomes abstract and symbolic, neither fully general nor specific. These individuals may have flashes of insight that don't fit traditional thinking. In Vishakha, Ketu makes them philosophical in a nonlinear way. They may see truths others miss, but struggle to articulate them in linear form. If Ketu is in the 10th, they often succeed in subtle roles, operating behind the scenes with intuitive wisdom or appearing mystical or elusive in public life. Vishaka's natural perception is driven by meaning and momentum. They want to understand the bigger story of what's unfolding. Their growth lies in learning when to narrow their focus and when to step back. When they can ground their broad insights in tangible detail, they become powerful guides and visionaries, bridging principle and precision and helping others see both the map and the path. Vishaka Nakshatra. Work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive working together in close collaboration and active group dynamics. Others prefer proximity, working independently while staying near others for exchange or support. Some operate best solo, needing full autonomy, privacy, and control over their space and pace. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, purpose, vision, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, ambition, intensity, tends to gravitate toward proximity with strong solo undercurrents. These natives are highly self-driven, visionary, and intense, often preferring to lead or work independently. Yet, because Vishaka is socially aware and ambitious, they benefit from being around others, especially when they can observe, influence, or compete. Their work style depends on planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where action, discipline, and leadership unfold. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 3rd, or 9th house, the preference leans towards solo, but with higher purpose. These natives are internally guided and prefer to work independently on projects that reflect their beliefs or mission. In Vishaka, Jupiter fuels an inner fire. They prefer to work alone when the task requires deep focus, writing, research, or personal integrity. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may appear socially engaged, but their core drive is self-governed. They lead from vision, not dependence. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference shifts toward proximity. These individuals enjoy mental exchange and flexible teamwork, as long as they maintain independence in execution. In Vishaka, Mercury brings communication skill and adaptability. They're at their best when they can brainstorm with others, then retreat to refine. If in the 10th, they often succeed in roles like consulting, negotiation, or leadership within agile, collaborative environments. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the work preference leans toward together or proximity, depending on emotional security. These natives value emotional resonance in their workspace and may feel most effective when their role involves connection or interpersonal alignment. In Vishaka, the moon softens the intensity. They'll work with others as long as the emotional atmosphere supports their drive. If moon is in the 10th, they may seek relational influence or leadership roles that require nurturing or public visibility. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the work preference is solo or structured proximity. These natives value responsibility, focus, and clearly defined roles. In Vishaka, Saturn adds endurance. They work best when they can control their schedule, maintain boundaries, and be left alone to execute. If in the 10th, they may function within institutions, but rarely rely on team consensus. They lead quietly, often as lone stabilizers in large systems. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native often seeks visibility and status, which can draw them toward public or group-oriented roles. But underneath, their preference is often solo. They want to rise on their own terms. In Vishaka, Rahu amplifies the hunger to be someone, and while they may engage with groups for influence, they are typically self-motivated, boundary-driven, and inwardly private about their process. If Rahu is in the 10th, they often stand out in their field, but work best when allowed to lead independently. Vishaka's ideal work style balances ambitious solitude with strategic connection. These natives thrive when they're given space to lead, create, or refine, with the occasional synergy of working alongside others who match their vision. Their evolution lies in learning to collaborate without losing intensity and in trusting that solo work doesn't mean isolation. It means power with purpose. When aligned, Vishaka becomes a relentless force of progress, working with depth, direction, and unstoppable inner fire.